请看以赛亚书。
Please turn to the book of Isaiah.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
以赛亚书第六章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 1, verse, chapter 6, verse 1.
当乌西亚王登的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。第二节
，verse two，
其上有撒拉佛势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀。遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。第三节
，verse three，
彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之主，他的荣光充满全地。”第四节
，verse four，
因呼喊者的声音呢，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。啊，这是早上啊，梁传道他在上跟你们上以赛亚书的时候。谈到这里。
This morning, Pastor Leon covered this portion of Isaiah.
那这一节呢？从第一节到第四节啊，早上我听了以后呢，啊，内心呢觉得很感动、很震撼，所以我就拿出来跟大家一起来分享。
When I heard his lecture, I was very moved in my heart, and I thought that I would speak on this topic for prayer session today.
那第六章啊。就是以赛亚他蒙召的一个动机，一个经过。
Isaiah chapter 6 records the past of how Isaiah was chosen to be God's prophet.
那第二节说，那其上有撒拉弗势力，各有六个翅膀，两个遮脸，两个遮脚，两个在飞翔。
Verse 2, it says, above him were seraphs, each with six wings, two wings covering their faces, two covering their feet, and two flying.
那接下来，就说，他们就在称颂神，说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
And they were praising God, saying, holy, 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 he's the Lord Almighty.
我早上啊，谈过，说用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚的意思啊，就是说，我们要隐藏自己。
And this morning we talked about the significance of the two wings covering their faces and two wings covering their feet, and that is to hide our own existence.
隐藏自己的目的啊，就是把神的荣光啊彰显出来。
And to hide our own purposes so that God's glory may shine to for all.
所以一个人啊，他会隐藏自己啊，才能够称赞神。
Only if a person can hide themselves can they glorify God.
一个人他会自己觉得没有什么，那个时候他才会称赞神。
Only when a person is humbled will he praise God.
当一个人他觉得他很多的时候，他就不容易来称赞神。当一个人他自己觉得他还是相当有的时候，有很多的时候，他就不容易来歌颂神。
When someone feels like they have much and have much in abundance, they are not likely to praise God.
我们看看，当乃曼元帅他要去求医治的时候。
Let's look at the example of when Naaman the commander was seeking healing for his leprosy.
那乃曼元帅他是一个一国之将军呢。
Naaman was a great warrior for his country.
所以他到以色列地要来求医治呢，他还是要带那个大将军的骨气。
And so when he went to Israel to seek healing, he still brought this attitude of a great commander.
在他心里面想，我是一位大将军的，我现在即将要出发到以色列地点求医治。
And so he thought to himself, I'm a great commander, and now I'm going to Israel to find healing for my leprosy.
我现在出发呢，我要带着我最好的衣服，带着最好的马车，带着最好的仆人啊，前往以色列地。
And I'm going to go to Israel with my best armor, my best servants and soldiers, and with all my servants.
结果他到了以色列地上跟他所想的不一样。
But when he arrived in Israel, what occurred was not what he had in mind.
他想说他到以色列地以后啊，那个地方的人啊，会很隆重的来欢迎他。
And when he expected that when he arrived in Israel, that he would be greeted with a throng of people glorifying him.
大先知呢, 会带着很多小先知啊, 来迎接他。
And that the great prophet would bring all his apprentices and come and receive and welcome him.
同时他还想说啊, 大先知啊, 亲自, 要来医治他的病。
And he thought that the prophet himself would heal his leprosy.
结果没有想到呢, 去了以后呢, 大先知竟然叫, 随便叫他一个仆人啊, 去告诉他说, 你去约旦河里面洗七次。
He did not expect, however, that the prophet would send one of his servants to tell Naaman to wash himself in the Jordan River 7 times.
什么欢迎的意思都没有了。
There was not even a welcome from the prophet.
他本来是满满的来哦, 现在啊, 觉得他的希望落空了, 所以他都很生气。
And he came with all his abundant things, and he was very disappointed at his reception or lack thereof.
他觉得他受这个羞辱的感觉。
And he felt like he was shamed.
所以他就不愿意顺从这位先知的仆人的话。
So he was very angry and did not want to listen to the words of the servant of the prophet.
只等到他把他的地位、把他的权势、把他心里面的骄傲拿掉以后。
Only after he removed the arrogance from his heart.
他把他的心里面所有的都全部去除了。
And after he rid himself of all the material things that was in his heart.
这个时候呢，他才顺服啊，才到约旦河里面去沐浴七次以后，他的病才得到医治。
Only then was he willing to submit to what the prophet had said and wash himself and be healed in the Jordan River.
医治好了以后呢，他才称赞啊，称颂天上的这位独一的真神。
And only after he was healed, he praised the only God in heaven.
所以我们看一个人，只要是没有把他的欲望、把他的地位、把他的钱财拿掉的话，从他心里面拿掉，那他要称赞神呢，那很不可能。
So from this example, we can see that unless a person removes his expectations, removes his pride and his wealth and social standing, he is very difficult for this person to praise God.
就是神很多的恩典加给他，他也不觉得怎么样，因为他本来就很有了。And
even if God blessed such a person with more blessings, he would not feel it was such a big deal because he already had so many things.
好像说是两个人啊，第一个人他要100块。
For instance, if we have 2 people, and the first person wanted $100.
那第二个人呢，他身上啊连一毛钱都没有。And
the second person didn't even have a cent on him.
而且啊，是已经好几餐了，没吃过饭了。And
he had fasted for many days.
这个时候呢，有一个人啊，他要$2。At
this point, then he would want $2.
好，再把一块钱呢分给那有$100的人。And
say he gave one of his $2 to the person who had $100.
把一块钱呢，再给那一位穷人。And
he gave that $1, his other dollar, to a poor person.
我们看看两个人啊，哪一个人比较会？ 发出感恩的心呢?
So, who do you think would be more grateful?
大家知道，应该是第二个穷人。
Well, we would answer that the second poor person would be more grateful for the $1.
所以我们看天使啊，他两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，他把自己所隐藏了。
So, the seraphs, when they covered their faces and covered their feet, they essentially covered their own selves.
接下来呢，他就称赞神了。
And following that, they praised God.
他圣哉圣哉万军之主啊！
Praise God, saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty."
他的荣光充满全地。
The whole earth is full of His glory.
那第四节就说：“因呼喊的声音啊，门槛的根基都震动了，殿都充满了烟云。”
In verse 4 says that the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke.
我们看看啊，歌颂的声音呢，充满了神的荣耀。
From here, we can see that the voices of praise were full of God's glory.
And
so much so that the thresholds and the doorposts of the temple shook. So we can see the strength in the voices that praised God. The sounds of praise were so great that the thresholds were shaking in the temple. These thresholds and these doorposts are very, very stable. But yet these voices of praise surpass the the stableness of these posts.
那到底这些人在呼喊什么？ 这些天使他们在呼喊什么？
So what are these angels singing about so loudly?
我们请看启示录。
Please turn to Revelations.
19章。
Chapter 19.
启示录19章。
Revelation chapter 19.
第一节。
Verse 1.
启示录19章第一节。
Revelation chapter 19 verse 1.
此后我要听见好像群众在天上大声说哈利路亚救恩荣耀全能托属我们的神他的判断是真实公义的因他判断了那用淫行败坏世界的大淫妇并且向淫妇讨留仆人血的罪给他们伸冤第三节又说哈利路亚 烧淫妇的烟往上冒，直到永永远远。第四节。那二十四位长老与四活物就俯伏敬拜，做宝座的神说：“阿门，哈利路亚。”第五节。又声音从宝座出来说：“神的众仆人啊，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。”第六节。我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音说：“哈利路亚。” 因为主我们的神全能者做王的，所以他们在天上颂赞神，在喊着什么？So
here records the contents of the praises of these angels.
他们在喊哈利路亚。They
are saying hallelujah.
说哈利路亚这个句子是很有力量的。So
the word hallelujah contains great power.
因为他们在喊着哈利路亚，说那个根基的门槛啊都震动了。Because
they yelled out hallelujah, the thresholds and the doorposts were shaken.
那力量有多大?
Can you imagine that amount of power?
就哈利路亚这句话是很有能力的。
So this word hallelujah is full of power.
那为什么很有能力呢?
Why is that?
因为这句话是在颂赞神。
Because this word is to praise God.
所以我们祷告是念哈利路亚。
So when we pray, we say hallelujah.
我们要圣灵的念哈利路亚开始。We
always start by saying hallelujah.
那哈利路亚不管你有没有圣灵本身就是很有能力。
Whether or not you have the Holy Spirit, the word hallelujah inherently has a lot of power.
那以前有一次我在高速公路上开车,
Once I was driving on the freeway.
那因为车子失去控制,
and I lost control of the car.
所以我的车子就在路上这样子来来这样子乱转, 失去控制嘛, 所以就来来回回在高速公路上。
And so my car was just swerving back and forth on the freeway uncontrollably.
就从第一个链到第三个链，再第三个链到第一个链这样子。
And so I would swerve from lane 1 to lane 3 and then back to lane 1 again.
在这个紧张时刻,
At this very nerve-wracking moment,
我就喊三声哈利路亚。
I yelled out hallelujah 3 times.
结果我的车子呢就很平稳地停在路肩上。
And at that time, my car smoothly stopped in the road.
什么样的力量使我的车子停在路肩上，我也不知道。I
don't know what force it was that caused my car to stop.
我只知道我喊三声哈利路亚以后呢，我的车子就很平稳停在路肩上啊。外人呢，不知道的人他看不出来我刚刚发生车祸。I
just know that after I said hallelujah 3 times, my car slowed down along the side of the road, and no one could tell that I was losing control of my car.
感谢神啊，当时在失去控制的时候，我后面都没有车子。
And thank God that at the moment I lost control of my car, there were no cars behind me.
哈利路亚这句话是很有能力。So
the word hallelujah is very powerful.
所以祷告呢，本身就是要包含着颂赞。So
when we pray to God, we must contain praises in our prayer.
我们请看诗篇。Let's
look at Psalm.
诗篇104篇。Psalm
104.
诗篇104篇35节。
Psalm 104 verse 35。
35节。
Verse 35。
愿罪人从世上消灭，愿恶人归于无有。我的心啊，要称颂神，你们要赞美神。底下有个原文说做哈利路亚，所以。 赞美神呢，那哈利路亚就是赞美神的意思。Hallelujah
means praise the Lord.
所以赞美神呢，所发出来的力量是何等的大。So
when we praise the Lord, the power that comes forth from this is great.
怎么看保罗书信里面怎么教导我们祷告呢？So
how does Paul teach us to pray?
祷告除了祷告祈求以外，还要用感谢来祷告。
Besides making our requests and petitions to God, we need to pray with thanksgiving.
我们要发出一个感恩的心呢。
We must show a heart of gratitude towards God.
当时大卫建立他的王朝以后
，After David established his kingdom，
他除了确定啊这些祭司的制度以外
，After he established the posts of the priests，
他还设立了很大的诗班。
He also established a great chorus。
这个诗班呢，就是专门在称颂神。
And this chorus's sole purpose was to praise God。
所以他设立以后呢，以后的君王啊，就是按照这个制度啊，他们就分班呢、啊，每一班几个人啊，轮流来歌颂神。
And so after he established his chorus, every king after him would also follow in his footsteps and rotate the parts.
所以圣殿里面的歌颂声音呢、啊、不绝啊。
And so because of the rotation, the sound of praise in the temple never ceased.
每一个时刻你都可以听到在圣殿里面有人在歌颂神。
Every moment in the temple you would hear of someone praising God.
他们要记住这个原则。
And so they have established this precedent.
所以当他们有困难以后，他们就要应用这个原则来解决他们的困难。
And so whenever they have difficulties, they use this method to help solve their problems.
我们请看历代志下。
Let's look at 2 Chronicles.
历代志下二十五章。
Second Chronicles chapter 25。
二十章，对不起，二十章。
Second Chronicles chapter 20。
历代志下二十章。
Second Chronicles chapter 20。
十九节。
Verse 19。
我们从十八节看呢。
Let's start reading from verse 18。
历代志下二十章十八节。
Second Chronicles chapter 20 verse 18。
约沙法就面伏于地。犹大众人和耶路撒冷的居民也伏在神面前叩拜神。十九节。
Verse 19。
哥辖族和可拉族的利未人都起来，用极大的声音赞美神啊，赞美主以色列的神。我们再看过二十二节。
Let's read verse 22。
二十一节这样子，二十一节。
Verse 21。
约沙法基于民商议，就设立歌唱的人，颂赞神，使他们穿上圣洁的礼服，坐在军前赞美主，说：“当称谢神，因他的慈爱永远长存。”二十二节。
Verse 22。
众人方唱歌赞美的时候，神就派伏兵击杀那来攻击。犹大人的亚门人、摩押人、希尔三人，他们就被打败了。当时有一些联军呢、啊，要来攻打犹大。
At that time, there were several countries and kingdoms that wanted to fight against Judah.
啊，当时啊是约沙法当王。
At that time, Jehoshaphat was the reigning king.
啊，当时他们的国势呢是慢慢走下坡。
At that time, the kingdom was slowly in decline.
所以当这些联军啊，这些很大的联军在攻打他们的时候，他们是不知道是怎么做的。
So when this great enemy came to fight against Judah, they didn't know what to do.
所以约瑟法他就祷告神说。
So Jehoshaphat prayed to God, saying,
说神啊，这些人要来攻打我们，我们根本就不知道要如何来做。
God, Lord God, these people are coming to fight against us, and we don't know what to do.
我们现在所能够做的就是祷告来仰望你。
All we can do is pray and look to you for your help.
结果神就安慰他们了。
And so God comforted them.
说不要怕。
And said, "Do not be afraid."
明天呢，我要出去为你们征战。
Tomorrow I shall fight the battle for you.
说当时他们所做的事情是什么呢
？And so what did they do at the time?
他们没有什么好的武器。
They didn't have any weapons.
他们所能够做的就是歌颂神。
So all they could do is praise God.
就是组织啊，他们的百姓起来呀、啊。
And so they gathered all the people together.
啊，设立歌唱的人。
And had some of the people who had very good voices.
啊，就是这些利未人呢、啊，来。
And in particular, the Levites.
当他们组织很大的歌声队以后呢
？And after they congregated a large group of people to sing.
他们就穿上圣洁的礼服。
So they
圣洁的礼服。Holy.Garment.
They put on the holy garments.
啊，坐在军前啊，歌颂神。
And they walked ahead of the troops, praising God.
主要圣经说啊，当他们还在唱的时候，还没唱完呢、啊，还在唱，正在唱的时候，神就要帮助他们打败敌人。
And so, at the moment they started singing, God was already fighting for them.
所以很简单，对不对
？So it's actually very simple.
只要歌唱神，就能够击退敌人。
As long as you praise God, your enemies will be defeated.
所以你看歌颂神的那个力量啊，多么大。
So this demonstrates the strength of praising God and how much power can be gained from that.
因为在歌颂的时候，神的荣耀在那里。
Because when you are praising God, His glory is there.
也就是说，在歌颂的时候，神就在那里。
That is when you are praising God, He Himself is there with you.
所以我们祷告的时候。
So when we are praying together.
突然间哈利路亚。
And we're saying hallelujah.
没有圣灵的人就哈利路亚。
Well, for those of us who do not have the Holy Spirit, you say hallelujah.
已经有圣灵的人就变成舌音了。
And once you receive the Holy Spirit, the hallelujah will become a spiritual tongue.
但是舌头还是念哈利路亚。
But your tongue is still saying hallelujah.
今天早上我来分享自己祷告的体验。
This morning I shared an experience I had in prayer.
这个祷告到那个高点的时候，那圣灵充满，就是在歌颂神。
When I pray in depth, my spirits are raised and I just want to praise God.
没有什么代求，没有什么就是整个心啊，整个你的意志啊，你的心，你的那所有的精神，就是歌颂神。
You don't have any requests or needs anymore, but your whole being, your whole soul just wants to praise God.
越歌颂啊，圣灵越充满。
And the more I praise God, the more I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
越充满，你就越歌颂神。
And the more I was filled with the Holy Spirit, the more I wanted to praise God.
嘴巴还是念哈利路亚，但是舌音呢？
And I keep saying hallelujah, but I was speaking in tongues.
所以那个力量啊，那个属灵力量呢，歌颂力量是很大的。
And so this spiritual strength gained from praising God is very great.
当时主耶稣他要去受难，主耶稣他要被出去被钉十字架。
When Jesus was to be crucified on the cross,
他是这样，唱诗以后才往克西马尼园去。
After they sang a hymn, they went to the Garden of Gethsemane.
主耶稣他是道成肉身。
Jesus Christ had was God manifested in flesh.
或许有很多人会想说他是神啊，他不用怕。
Some people may say, well, Jesus is God, so he doesn't have to be afraid.
但是根据圣经记载啊，他是很惊恐啊。
But according to the Bible, he was actually very terrified.
甚至要几乎要死。
And terrified to the point of death.
所以他就勇敢起来，靠着歌颂神。
And so he very bravely sang a hymn to praise God.
靠着祷告。
And through prayer.
所以靠着歌颂神，靠着祷告来战胜恐惧。
And through prayer and hymn singing, he was able to conquer his fear.
所以主耶稣啊，就为我们立下一个很好的榜样。
So Jesus left a very good example for all of us to follow.
当我们碰到困难
，whenever we encounter difficulties,
惊恐哦，惊恐快要死去。
And we are so terrified to the point of death, even.
有时候我们碰到困难啊，不是我们的钱财能力可以解决的。
Sometimes we will encounter difficulties that our abilities and money cannot solve.
没有人可以帮我们忙。
And no one on earth can help us.
主要神。
Only God can help us.
这个时候最好的方法就是歌颂神。
And so the best way to go about this is to praise God.
祷告。
And pray.
因为耶稣已经替我们立下好的榜样。
Because this is the example that Jesus has set for us already.
当耶稣歌颂神祷告完以后呢，他就很勇敢地走向哥哥他山了。
And so after Jesus sang hymns and prayed in Gethsemane, he was ready to proceed to the crucifixion.
当时他周围有很多敌人啊，他激动他讲一些话。
At that time, he was surrounded by enemies that spoke against him.
可是主耶稣啊，心里面却是非常的平静。
But yet there was a great tranquility in Jesus' heart.
这个平静力量来源从哪里来呢？
And where did this peace come from?
说从唱诗祷告来的。
This peace came from him singing in prayer.
我们看当时保罗、希拉他们被关进监牢里面。
Paul and Silas when they were locked into the prison.
他们在监狱里面不是忏悔流泪。
They weren't weeping in the prison.
他们在监狱里面也不是很忧伤在流泪。
And they weren't very sorrowful.
他们在监狱里面也不是为了准备明天怎么来为自己答辩。
They weren't worried about what was going to happen to them tomorrow.
他们在监狱里面是唱诗祷告
，But rather they were praying and singing hymns.
结果监狱门就开了
，And at that time the gates, the doors in the jail opened.
所以圣经的道理啊，从旧约到新约都是一致的。
So we can see that the truth spoken in the Bible is coherent from the Old Testament to the New.
从以下的时代到现在都是一样。
So from their generation to now, it's the same.
所以我们为什么说主耶稣不会骗我们，神不会骗我们，神是信实的。
So this is why we say Jesus will never lie to us, and God is true.
以色列的时代。
In the generation of Isaiah,
看到异象。
He saw a vision.
那些天使们在歌颂神，讲哈利路亚。
All the angels and the seraphs were praising God, saying Hallelujah.
门槛的根基叫做震动。
And the power was so great that the thresholds shook.
在使徒时代也是一样。
And the same occurrence happened in Acts.
到今天也是一样。
And this same occurrence happens to us today.
我们歌颂神就产生力量。
Whenever we praise God, we can gain power and strength.
打退魔鬼。
And with this power and strength, we can defeat Satan.
有很多这种见证啊。
There are many testimonies that confirm this.
昨天基督他上来分享他的见证，他说他的父亲呢、啊。就在睡觉，在深呼吸的时候，他念哈利路亚。Julius.
Julius yesterday testified that when his father was,
他父亲呢，或者在普通的在伸stretch out 在伸懒腰。
When his father was
在就在床上，在床上。在转的时候，他也念哈利路亚。不是生病的时候。
When his father would be in bed, he would say Hallelujah.
因为我们在床上也会这样子，哦，这样子伸懒腰嘛。
And if he's stretched in bed, he would do the same.
就哈利路亚这句话本身呢，就是神的话。
Hallelujah is a word from God.
那我们有很多人，因为我们失送啊，听到教会的诗歌布道来信主的。
There are quite a few among us who have come to believe in the Lord through hymnal evangelism.
那个诗颂会打动人的心呢。
Because hymns can pierce men's hearts.
So Hallelujah 这句话很有能力。
So there is great power in the word Hallelujah.
我们大声念，看看这些天使啊，这天使他们是大声念的。
These seraphs praise God with a very loud voice.
就是到了启示录也是大声念。
And even in Revelations, we see that they praise God with a very loud voice.
说连天使啊，连天上那个长老天使啊，他们是天使。也是大声殿呢。
Even the angels in heaven went to the temple to praise God.
大声歌颂说哈利路亚。
And they praised God in loud voices, saying Hallelujah.
神就在那里呀。
And God was with them.
说今天我们祷告。
So today when we pray,
要我们念哈利路亚。
We should also say Hallelujah.
没有圣灵的人，你大声念哈利路亚。
And for those of who do not have the Holy Spirit, say all the more louder.
有圣灵的人，有圣灵的人，你也是念哈利路亚。
And even if you have the Holy Spirit, say Hallelujah.
神的荣光就在这里呀。
Because God's glory will be here.
神就在这里。
Because God is here.
我们要祷告。
Let's pray.